Welcome to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Twos Talk with Dino, Tosh, and Donnie.
Donnie.
Welcome back. What brings you in today, boys? Kind of a big one today.
Yeah, we're doing two episodes, actually. Probably part one, part two, and we're going to talk to all the kids that have signed their letters of offer and committed to go to schools this year. Next year, I guess.
Next year. Pretty impressive number of kids, too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a few.
It's exciting. So, interestingly enough, most confusing podcast we'll ever have. We have 10 kids in a line, distance safely, of course, waiting to walk in and say their piece. Pretty exciting, though.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
How'd practice go today, boys?
Go ahead, Dino. You can talk now.
It was great. This has been a great weekend. We're just wrapping it up, and like Tosh said here, we've got a centipede of kids coming in here. How's that?
And centipede's good. Yeah, to work. Yeah.
So no. As long as the one behind can see the one ahead, we should be okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see how this goes. But
you want to get right exciting. In? Yeah. Right first one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bring her in. She's in.
Here she's she in. Is.
Hey, Jaden.
Nice.
How
hey,
are Jaden. You today?
Good.
You look nervous, bud.
A little bit.
Ah, we've done a million of these. They're fine. Paige, tell us about your school you're going to. Where are you going?
I'm going to University of Jamestown in North Dakota.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting. A few Twos alumni have been through there.
Yeah.
How'd you hear about the school?
They contacted me first. That was pretty exciting. Then it all just started to go into place.
Did you take a virtual tour or what'd you do?
I watched a lot of videos about the school.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty nice.
Jamestown, what is the team name?
Jamestown Jimmies.
The Jimmies.
Yep.
Well, all right.
She said it was pretty exciting, Donnie, to get the call. And you can tell on her face. You might not be able to tell by her voice, folks, but she is pretty excited.
She didn't appear excited
absolutely.
Even just now.
Yeah,
but no.
Yeah, she's excited. She's nervous, but
stalwart.
She's excited. Yeah.
Stalwart, maybe.
Yeah. Being first, eh? Hitting lead off.
Yeah, right? It's a tough one. You're setting the pace. Yeah,
not many can handle the pressure.
Nope. Tell us about maybe your favorite Twos memory.
Well, since COVID, we can't travel anywhere, but during practices, it's a great group of people to be around and play ball with. It's a pretty good Twos family.
Oh, you like being part of the family, eh?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I thought maybe you'd bring up that line shot off my shin. That would have been a fun thing.
I mean, that was pretty good, too.
That was pretty good, yeah. Yeah. She felt bad. She went, oh, I'm so sorry, but it was a pretty good rocket.
Well struck.
Yeah,
well struck.
Was. Yeah, I had a bruise for about 3 weeks.
So what is your plan? When do you go, what's the next step?
I go in August, and we don't really have a set date when I'm supposed to go, but around the end of August, I start.
What's your summer plan?
Play ball for Regina and then go straight to university to play some more ball.
That's the chaos?
Yep.
That's good. You guys have a good squad. I mean, hopefully the season goes and does what it needs to do, but there's some pretty good teams at that level this year that are,
that's gonna be tough.
Be battling for provincials and hopefully Canadians, right?
Nice. And what spot do you play for the listeners?
I play first, third, catcher.
Oh, you move around, hey?
Yep.
Where do they want you to play? Do they know yet? In Jamestown? You're just going to show up and hit the ball and they'll put you wherever? That's not a bad spot.
Just hit it off the pitcher's shins and you should be good.
Oh, DP. I don't mind that spot either. It's a good spot. Don't even need a glove, bud. Nice. Anything else you want to leave with?
What are you taking in school?
Oh, yeah. Good one. Yeah.
Elementary education.
All right.
Yeah, the world needs more of those for sure.
Yeah. No doubt.
A lot of orangutans out there. You got to straighten them out for sure. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. You got the demeanor for it for sure. Nice and calm. You need that. Calm. Beautiful. Great job. Yeah, that's
good
all.
That's awesome. We're pumped. We're excited for you. Like I said, you batted lead off for us. You did a great job. I think we've got Freezy coming in here next. So.
Freezy. Nice.
Yeah. So congratulations. We're really pumped for you. And like Edie said, she hasn't had a whole big long, you know, this was her first year with us, even though being an 03. So she hasn't had any game time yet. So it's hard to probably sit back and think of a memory of traveling when we haven't been able to travel this year. So that could probably kind of sucks.
Well, I too have always wanted to go to Vegas, didn't get to go this year, and it's killing me. So I'm on your side. It's a tough spot to be in for sure.
All right. Well, let's bring Freezy in. Thanks, Edie.
Thank you.
Awesome
for
job.
Me.
Good luck.
You're very welcome.
Freezy.
Hi.
Kara Friesen.
Welcome to the room, bud.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, tell us about your trip. Where are you going?
I'm going to Otero Junior College in Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah.
Nice. Because, you know, the whole thing about this is, I mean, yeah, it's exciting for the kids to go to school, but now we as coaches have some pretty cool places to go visit.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's what's really most
Don't
important.
Be afraid to throw the invite out to us, too, because we'll come, for sure.
You can come anytime.
Oh, beautiful. So, how'd you hear about them?
Through NCSA.
Nice.
I joined about, like, 2 years ago, and I recently started talking to them, like, this year. So, it's just been going back and forth recently.
Have you done some virtual tours of school?
Yeah, I took the virtual tours, and there's, like, videos on, like, YouTube of, like, in, like,
Did you say the YouTube? Oh, it's on the YouTubes. Yeah. Everyone.
Yeah, the YouTube.
Nice. Okay, so tell me about this school. What's the team name? Who are you playing
Rattlers.
For? The Rattlers, hey? Colorado Rattlers. Interesting.
Yeah.
And what position are you going to play down there, Dino?
Pitcher.
Oh, you're going to go down there and spin a little, hey? Oh, buddy. Dino must love that.
That'll be good. I'm excited for you, Freezy. And she's got the kind of, she's a little different as far as, you know, she's an 04, right? So you got obviously started school a little earlier or got done it a little quicker. So she's one of our babies that is actually going off this year. Most of them are all 03s, but Freezy being an 04, so she's kind of the only one doing
Tough
that,
to
so.
Watch the kids leave the nest, hey, Dino? It's tough.
So
it's a good podcast, but it's sad, though. Proud of you, though.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite twos memory with your time here?
Probably when we were, like, down El Centro. I like those diamonds. When you guys made, like, that first podcast, that was a good one.
The first interview with Tosh on the balcony after his probably the best pitching performance I've ever seen. Yeah. Been in the game a long time.
Thanks for bringing that up, Freezy.
It was a good performance. It was all working for him that night, for sure. El Centro, that was an interesting trip, for sure. Interesting that you had that as your best memory.
It was a fun trip.
What did you like about it? Obviously, it started out rough because we got rained out, right?
Yeah. It was, like, good because, like, the team got to, like, bond a lot. Like, we all hung out with each other, like, a lot. And, like, your guys' dramatic, like, video or whatever that was. Gave our team a good laugh, definitely.
We weren't laughing during the game. I noticed when Tosh was ripping through you like that, I guess. But, all right, fair enough. To each their own.
Well, it was pretty nice, I mean, that we were able to figure that out. We've talked about that a few times, but, you know, we had a rain out. We had to kind of shift gears a little bit. We searched around, and we were able to find, you know, a team or two to kind of work with and played some games and got to go work out with them in their, you know, or at their facility, which was kind of cool. So sometimes you got to work on the fly, and that's kind of what we had to do. But it was a fun weekend. It was a fun weekend for coaches and parents. You could see the parents had a lot of fun that trip, too.
And they made us cookies, too. Don't forget.
Oh, those were good.
Yeah, they were all right, too. Yeah. Not very often you get cookies at a tournament, right? I like that.
So what are you taking in school?
I was originally taking sports therapy, but now I switched to, like, business.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? The way things go, you might switch two or three more times.
Yeah.
That just seems to be, I mean, you think you're going into school to do one thing and you come out doing something different. So that's normal. You don't have to be too weird, you know, freaked out about that. That's just.
Any idea who else you're playing down there in Colorado? Who is your conference? Who are you playing against?
I'm not quite sure.
When do you go down?
August 15th.
Nice. And summer plans? Who are you playing for?
Calgary Kaizen.
Yeah. Calgary Kaizen. So we'll see you on the diamonds this summer, it looks like. Can't wait, Freezy. Yeah. Can't wait. Well, congratulations. It's awesome. We're so proud of everybody coming in.
Thank you.
You did great here.
Thank you.
You can send the next one in even too if you want.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Well, thanks, Freezy.
Great job, Freezy. Okay, we'll bring in our next recruit coming in. Haley.
Hi.
Hi, Haley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you nervous?
A little
nervous. Everyone's been a little bit nervous. It's all right. We're just talking.
It's the first question, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, got to get that underneath your belt.
You're doing great so far.
Thanks.
Good start.
Haley, tell us where you're going.
I'm going to Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Ooh, very nice. What's the name of the team?
The Cobbers.
The Cobbers.
So what is it again? Say the same. Say the whole thing.
Concordia Cobbers.
Concordia Cobbers. That's a mouthful.
It is, yeah. That's thick, yeah. Awesome. So how'd you hear about them?
Actually, through a parent from Twos, was talking to my dad about Concordia, so I sent them an email and started the recruiting process.
Did you send them videos, or what'd you do from there?
I have a video on my NCSA profile, so he saw my video and actually contacted some other people that he knew in Regina and that have seen me playing before, so.
In this video, are you slapping or are you hitting dingers?
A bit of both.
Oh, good.
She's hitting more dingers now, too.
For sure. For sure.
Stronger. It's kind of exciting.
She was slapping the first practice. I'm like, why are you slapping with all that power? And then bang, bang, just bomb after bomb. If you can do them both, I can't slap. It's impossible.
No, and you're on the wrong side of the plate.
Well, I am, and I'm super slow. So it's an easy out. No one wants that.
I honestly think at some point we're going to play this game, whether the world will let me or not. But I honestly think this would be the game to play. So you add a rule where the first batter of every inning gets to decide what direction they go around the bases.
Interesting.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think it would cause a lot of chaos for sure.
If you got to keep going that direction, right? So if I'm going to bat, I'm going to be righty and I'm going to start leading off, I can decide if I'm going to slap and go to third base, right? That would make it fair.
Sure.
Right now it's not fair. It's unfair for us righties and Haley's on the left side. That's not fair for us.
Yeah, like I went the other route. I got, I'm from the right-hand side, so I thought I'll just get as big as I can and try and hit the ball far. I can't slap. So I thought the game put me in that corner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the option, so good for you. What are you taking in school?
I'm going into the pre-med program.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
I mean, awesome.
Amazing.
I can't even imagine how that doesn't compute for me.
So super smart and a good athlete. Double threat girl.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess, she says. And humble. Good. Good. Okay, so tell us about your favorite twos memory.
Well, definitely the Vegas tournament. Oh. I mean, we won, so.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah, but also I just felt like I really came out of my shell on the team too. So I felt like it just made the experience so much better.
Yeah.
Your coming out party.
Yeah.
Well, good and for you became a leader, right? A little bit, right? As far as just, you didn't have to be a big rah-rah. You've never been the big rah-rah person, but I don't think there's anybody that does their job in the outfield more than you, right? I mean, there was that one play, I don't know if you remember it, but there was like a ball that rolled away from the first baseman like 6 feet, and Haley playing right field picked it up.
Oh, this happened in Vegas?
Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, if it did, I didn't get to see it.
It could have been Vegas.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. It was like, it just shows how much, like, I mean, she covers a lot of ground out there. She's pretty quick, and she, you know, it to draw attention to it, you do a great job at playing your position and coverages, and you know, you're always seem to be in the right position. So, but that wasn't where you started, was it?
No.
So, like a lot of kids in our program, even though you're playing, you used to pitch when you were younger,
yeah.
Still a little bit, right? Which is probably not a bad thing to have in your back pocket, but you did a lot of infield stuff with different squads, right? As you're growing up.
Yeah, I still play a lot of infield on my club team, but with twos I play outfield, which has really made me a more diverse ball player too.
Yeah, for sure. Look at that. Perfect. Well, that's awesome.
What about summer? Where are you playing?
I'm playing with the Regina Chaos this summer again.
Second Chaos girl, mm-hmm. So they're going to be pretty stacked, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Edie, good. She's going to be playing with Edie.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck in Concordia. Keep us posted, please. Let us know when we can come visit.
Of course.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, bring the next one in for sure. Thanks, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kids, bring in our next recruit, Tosh. Who do we got coming through the door?
We have Kiana Molnar, Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. You cannot spell party without PA.
No, you cannot.
Yes, Kiana, welcome. So, a little excited for you, kiddo. For the people out there listening, Kiana was a pitcher in our program for every year up until this year, and she decided she didn't want to toe the rubber anymore and concentrate on hitting and playing some defense, and has come a long way and have said that, you know, she's ranking right up there with some of the top first basemen that we've had in this program. So
well, yeah, thank you, Keith.
I threw
welcome,
laughter,
Keith.
Threw laughter today, and she was hitting missiles all over the park. Yeah. So it was tough to pitch to for sure. I didn't enjoy my time pitching live today to her.
So, no.
Okay. You're great.
You're throwing some heat, Donnie.
Yeah, I did pick up the pace a bit. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. So, Key, where are you going?
I'm going to Catawba Valley in North Carolina.
Ooh.
Golf courses.
Yeah, that's real nice out there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So have you taken the virtual tours? Have you seen the school?
Yes, I have. The campus is wonderful.
I bet it is. What are you taking at that campus?
I'm going to take an Associates of Science degree so I can get into kinesiology and physiotherapy.
Ooh.
Kinesiology.
Very good.
I have a degree in kinesiology.
Is that right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
The similarities here.
Very nice. Very nice. So, Key, if you're thinking back, because you've been in the program now 4 or 5 years, right?
4 years.
I think. Okay. So think, I know it's tough, but think back. If you can give us one, great. If you have to give us a couple, that's fine too. Some of your fondest memories or memory of playing with the Twos.
Well, I think by far, like, the most, like, memorable experience was definitely winning Vegas. Yep. One thing I cannot forget about that game is definitely, like, halfway through the game when I looked out kind of past the field, I saw Keith and Razor absolutely booking it after their game with the older team, trying to make sure that they can come in and help coach with us.
Yeah, yeah. Razor and I finished up with the 18s. They lost in the quarters. And tough loss, but I think we were texting Dino maybe, or somebody said that the final was just getting going with 16. So we drove a little quicker than we should have been, but we got there, I think about the third inning, something like that. But yeah, awesome. It was a great memory for sure.
Do you remember who you beat in that game?
I actually do not remember the team's name.
They were a team from Utah, were they not?
Well, I can tell you, if I was there, I would remember that. I didn't get to go. Everyone's going to bring up Vegas, and it's going to be just a dagger. But good for you guys. I love that you all went and won. That's a huge, huge moment for the program, for sure. I was getting texts and updates, and I sat on my couch and was eating ice cream out of the jug. It was fantastic for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say this, but I'll say it. Had you been there, maybe it wouldn't have gone that way. No. Because here's what I'm saying. I'm a big believer in that, you know, things happen and some things, maybe you would have said to Kiana, gave her some instruction that maybe she just, you know, she didn't make that shoestring catch at the end. I don't know.
Throwing me off my game a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you just, instead of, you know, Donnie, you're kind of, you know, I know it hurts, the whole Vegas thing, but you know what? I think you just got to sit back, and then hopefully one day when we say to you, Donnie, what's your favorite memory of Twos? You can say winning Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and it's going to happen for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I give you bad advice, Key. I gave you great advice today. You're hitting missiles.
Oh, no, you definitely give me good advice.
Oh, Key, good for you. This does feel like a bit of a pile on Donnie cast, which is fine. I'll take it if I have to. What's the team name in North Carolina?
They're the Red Hawks.
The Red Hawks.
Yes.
Interesting.
I can't escape the red colors.
No,
proud to wear that.
Red is, it's good color for you for sure.
Are they red, white, and black?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that why you picked them?
Of course.
Yeah, very,
very
good.
Nice.
How did
very
you
nice.
Find out about them?
Well, actually, I was scrolling through the NCAA like website, and I had actually clicked on them because they had like a first baseman like spot opening, and I never reached out or anything. I was just looking around, and then coach saw that I tapped on his website, or I guess his team thing, and he sent me a text and got in communication with me, and we started doing some phone calls and FaceTimes and talked about it, and it just seemed to be a perfect fit for me.
Nice. Did you send him videos or anything? Or
yeah, he saw all the videos that were uploaded to my website.
Just hitting bombs?
Of course.
Of course. Bombs get scholarships, Kiana. That's the way it is.
That's
good
awesome.
For you.
No, very proud of you, Keith. Proud of all our kids that get to go, but definitely a warm place in our heart when, because you had even, and we can say it, you were talking about not even playing. Like,
yeah, I was. I was really struggling on the mental side of things for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And all you guys, especially, I guess, a really good memory when this makes me kind of emotional.
That's all right.
Dean pulled me aside in California and really helped boost my confidence. And that really made me realize that you guys all believed in me and wanted the best for me. And I'm so thankful that I've came into this program. Like, it's brought nothing but the best for me and a best experience. So thank you.
It's awesome. I got a memory of Key, and she may not remember it. Maybe she will. Do you remember? Your dad was coaching. You were playing in PA. Do you remember the first time I came out and did a hitting session with you guys in PA?
Yes, I remember all of those.
Okay, so do you remember when you weren't getting any backside drive and I went down on my belly and I grabbed your ankle and I said, okay, swing. And then I kind of do that with kids, right? I rotate their foot so they know how it feels like. And what happened to you, Key, the first time I did that to you? Do you remember?
I feel like I definitely fell over or something.
I thought you blew your knee out, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what have I done to this kid? I just blew her knee out. Yeah, that was the first time that I met you, and I thought, oh my gosh. But I gotta say, like, I would be remiss if I didn't say it. You deciding not to pitch and just concentrate on playing first base and hitting makes a lot of sense, because you said that, you know, you had some tough times and you know, you got through a lot of that, you know, with Dino building your confidence and stuff. But it just goes to show that real athletes that, well, they play infield, right? Right? Like you decided I didn't want to pitch anymore. And look at you. You're happier. You're having more fun playing the game.
Maybe getting a little bit faster.
Maybe getting faster. Exactly.
Wow.
Awesome. Awesome. So proud of you, Key. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Key, what's the summer plan? Sorry, before you go.
Summer plan is, well, actually, that's a little iffy right now. We're not too sure if we have a club team up in PA yet. We're short on athletes, but definitely is to find ball to play somewhere and then leave in August down to North Carolina, which I'm excited for.
Well, if you ever need sessions with Donnie Barrels, you let me know.
Of course, I'm definitely going to take you up on that. If I could say one more thing, though, I just want to say, obviously, I'm very fortunate and happy that I'm going down to college and to get the experience, but I definitely don't think I'm ready to leave this program. And thank you guys for, like, creating such a great program and giving me the opportunity for all these years.
The good news for you, Key, is you never leave the program. You might go somewhere, but we've always got stories about you. And guess what? You have a job here when you come home.
Oh, I'll take you up on that. I'll be back.
Yeah, we got to be working with the young kids, and you guys have a lot to pass on. And you, like I said, you've been in the program for 4 years, so you've taken in a lot of stuff. And yeah, Tosh and I and Donnie and the rest of the instructors are really, really proud of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, guys.
It's like the Hotel California, Dino. You can check out, but you can never leave, you know? Once you're in.
I karaoke that, too.
I bet you rock that, too. Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Key, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Let's welcome our next athlete into the room, Michaela Smith. How are you, bud?
I'm pretty good.
Smitty, where are you going, bud?
I'm going to Kankakee College in Illinois.
Say that again fast.
I can't.
What is the team name? The Kankakee what?
I honestly don't remember.
Good start, Smitty. Atta girl. How'd awesome. You find out about this school?
Well, they first looked at me after they looked at my friend, Caitlin Heal.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so they saw some videos.
Yeah, they looked at some videos on my little website and through YouTube, and then they contacted me through there.
The YouTubes. That's the best.
I think it's awesome that you're going with Caitlin. We're going to get a chance to chat with her later, too. Mm-hmm. But it's got to make it a little bit not maybe so intimidating, right? You're going away and, you know, one, you're leaving home, but now you're going down to a school ways away, different country, and to have a buddy there, I'm sure that's makes a big difference for you.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Are you going down there to catch?
Yep.
Are you going to play anywhere else?
A little bit of shortstop.
Yeah, because you're pretty smooth at short, aren't you, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like both. I guess for them, it's lucky to get a battery coming down. People have worked together for a while, right? So that's going to be good for them. Good job.
And they work good together.
Like, yeah,
I mean, as far as, I mean, you work good with a lot of pitchers, but I think you and Katie have something a little bit special there, right? So it's kind of neat that I always think back to, hopefully this isn't your favorite memory, but I always think back to that tournament in San Diego where we actually, I think we won the silver side or something like that, right? Yeah. And we came up and we had a tough game. And Jordy, I think, pitched the semifinals. She threw really well. And then Caitlin took the ball and you took... you were behind the plate, and tell me a little bit about that game. Tell me, do you remember how did you get all your outs, and how did, you know, there was a theme to that game?
For most of the game, we pitched her inside drop ball because the team couldn't hit it, and she was throwing it really well that game.
Yeah, and she mixes a change in there.
She really has a well. Filthy change
down
too,
and change, down and change, down and change, and she's working the rise ball, and you know she's going to be better at that, and as she gets a little older and stronger. But you know, that we always say it, you can, you know, win a ball game pretty effectively with 21 ground ball outs, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought you know, and we had Razor there that day, and I think we may have talked about it before, but Razor kind of was doing all the calling from that. We don't normally do that, you know, but I think that day you guys had played, you know, how many games and you're probably tired. And
I think it was our third game.
Yeah, I think he just took all that away from you and just said, hey, you catch the ball and listen and watch and see the result, right? And Caitlin did her job, and that's the memory I see with you two, so... But what's your favorite memory as a two?
My favorite memory would probably be my first year, and it was probably the fifth game that I caught that weekend. And we went back to the hotel, and everyone wanted to play, I think it was called Moreport.
Oh, no. Yeah, but the key is here, people, that you're judging me right now for our coaches teaching the kids Moreport. We let them know that it wasn't a... drinking game per se, right?
No, yeah. It was just a silly game.
It was a
every
silly
time
game.
You messed up, you gotta slap yourself in the forehead.
There's a lot of listeners that know Moreport for other reasons, right? So
she didn't know it was a drinking game till you just told her it was a drinking game.
She knew.
I think she probably
they're way smarter than we give them credit for.
If I can cut in, and I'm only here for research. That's what I'm here for. The team that you're going to is called the Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers.
There you go.
Write that down. What are you taking in school?
I'm starting with criminal justice.
Awesome.
I'm trying to go from there.
Ooh. So we'll see you in LA Law in the future, or what's the story?
Maybe.
Very nice.
So where do you want to go from there? Like, what do you want to do with that?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know I wanted to do something with crime or do something like social working.
Cool. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do with that. You could be a police officer. You could be all sorts of different things.
Pretty noble profession to get into. Good for you.
Thanks.
And what are you doing this summer?
This summer, I'm pretty much starting with conditioning, trying to get myself ready. And in August, I'm going down to start my school.
Are you playing for anyone this summer, though?
Hopefully, if COVID stops.
Let's assume. If it does, who are you playing for?
Probably the Warriors again.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see you all summer then.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Battling.
Smitty, I'm going to just, it's like rewinding the tape here for a sec. Donnie, can you ask your question that you asked Smitty prior to the name or the nickname of their college team? What's the name of their college team? Can you ask that question again, please?
Smitty, what is the team name?
And Smitty, can you just back up in your chair a little bit? Just back up in your chair a little bit. Look down at your hoodie.
Oh, no.
And what does it say?
The Cavaliers.
All right.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
That's good stuff right there. You can't make that up.
No, that's really good.
You can't make that up.
And on that note, Mick, congratulations, bud.
Thank you.
You know what I'm going to be sad about? When we go to Camrose and we're playing in that tournament, I don't have Smitty there to catch for me anymore to warm me up.
Why not?
Well, who knows where she'll be. She'll be down in college or wherever.
Not the summer.
Well, okay. Well, she's old enough now. She's probably got to work and do things. Like, I can't imagine she's going to be out at every ballpark that we see.
You should not be worried. Razor should be worried. He'll lose his job.
He may. Smitty, you do a lot of good things, and we're really proud of you. You know, it's a big step to go down, and we're really pumped for you. So,
thank you.
And we're going to miss your ma and pa. What are they going to do?
I have no idea.
All right.
Thanks
for coming, Smitty. And who do we got next?
I don't know. So bring him in. Who knows?
All right.
Let's bring in our next guest, Tosh. Who do we got?
We have Miss Bryn Bowman from the Bowman family of the West Side Bowmans.
The big booming town of Saskatoon.
That's right. Yeah, she's a phantom.
Yep.
She was a phantom. Yep, very nice.
Yep.
So, Bo, where are you going to school, bud?
I'm going to school at Iowa Lakes Community College down in Estherville, Iowa.
Wow. We asked Smitty this question. I'll ask you now. What's the name of your team?
Lakers.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prepared.
Yeah. Yes.
Very prepared. Infielder.
Yes.
Right?
Brains.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Cool. Very cool. So how did that come about?
I got the offer and signed through NCSA. It definitely helped me out to reach out to all the different coaches. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. And going down there to play what?
I am going down there to play middle infield, mainly second base is what they recruited me for. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe some corners, but we'll see when I'm down there.
But nice. Mostly hitting dingers.
Yeah, mostly yeah. hitting dingers.
Wherever you're playing, you're hitting dingers, bud.
Yeah, she hit one past me today in front toss that I know I was tucked behind the screen, but I still felt it go by me.
You felt the wind.
Yeah.
She hits a few line shots off of me today,
couple
too.
Couple. Yeah. Couple.
Yeah.
Why'd you pick this school?
It felt like the best fit for me. It has a very family atmosphere to it. The class sizes are nice and small. And it's nice just to get my toes dipped in the water first for my first 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, and get more playing time than going down to a 4-year.
Yeah, very nice. And a lot of our kids take that route, and it's not a bad route to take. I mean, those colleges aren't going to bring you down for 2 years to put you on the bench, right? So you get an opportunity to play. And do you know what type of schedule they play in the fall?
In the fall, they do have regular games against different schools in Iowa. I'm not sure. They get in quite a few games, actually, the most that I've talked to, the most out of any school that I've talked to.
There's a lot of JUCOs that are good JUCOs will play Division I schools.
Yeah, we do.
In their 4-year schools in their fall season. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you know much about the conference or the league or anything?
It's one of the top JUCO leagues for that, and we play against schools in Iowa and Minnesota mostly, and we do get to play against lots of 4-years, like all the D1s there and all of the D2s we play against, and we just get in lots of games.
Any chance you're playing anybody from the 2s program? Do you know that?
Besides maybe Betsy, because she's in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably Brooke Betson.
Brooke Betson, yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be very cool. Battle of the second baseman.
Yes, wow. Battle of the second baseman.
Two pretty good ones going on.
Another bomb hitter that I'm...
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So we've been asking everybody, favorite 2s memory?
It has to be Vegas. It has to be. I know. Probably everyone before me probably said it, but it has to be when we were down... 4-0, bases loaded. Jordy steps up to bat. There wasn't a doubt in my mind that we were losing that game, though. I knew for sure. I told Razor he was having his last smoke, and I was like, Razor, that's going to be your last one, man.
Yeah.
And then Jordy steps up to the plate with the bases loaded and hits that bomb, and I'll remember that game forever.
Yeah, I think it was a turning point. Not only of the game, but I think it was kind of a turning point for the program.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because it was the first time we've got to the top of the mountain and actually stuck a flag in.
Yes.
Right? We've been in the final a couple times before, but had never gotten over the top. But yeah, it was awesome.
And from what I hear, I haven't been, Vegas is a great tournament too. I mean, when you go to Diamond 9, you go to San Diego, there's lots of places, but Vegas is the one that's it.
And it definitely, playing down there, it felt like we were like a team. Like we actually played as a team and everyone was in it. Everyone bought in that tournament and it turned out good.
Awesome.
Did we ask what you're taking in school?
I am taking a psychology transfer major so that I will, go take psychology down there, get a psychology major, then come back up and do 2 years post-grad nursing.
Wow.
And then, psych nurse.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you'll be dealing with a lot of pitchers then in your professional life. Yes, of course.
All pitchers.
Yes. And Razor.
And Razor. Razor will be my first patient.
You'll be a pro before you get in school.
Yep.
How do you quit smoking, right? That'll be the first thing you'll be.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's my first question in class.
Analyzing Razor. Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
That's awesome. Good for you. And did I ask you, the Lakers, what are the colors they wear?
Blue and gold, but their uniforms are more like a gray.
Nice.
Yeah. With some blue.
When can we come visit?
Anytime.
Oh.
Anytime. You can come. When we play in Minnesota, you can come and shop at the Mall of America.
What a selling
That's
point.
That's a selling point right there.
Maybe Esterville is a city or a town of about 6,500 people. So if you guys want to come there, you can. But
We do. We want to see you in your home barn.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a tour. Though it'd be really cool, though, if we get down there and you're playing Betson, though, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be a good game.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were hoping you go somewhere warmer.
Yes,
but
I know.
Whatever. It's all good. Well, we'll still come watch you, Bo.
Yeah,
we'll still
good.
Come watch. But,
good.
But had you been in Florida, I might have stayed for a week or two, watched some practices, whatever. But no, we'll watch one game.
Yeah.
In the spring, we do go on a week trip to Florida.
Do you?
Yeah. We go for a week trip down to Florida, and we play all the schools down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Exactly. All right. Cool. You guys can come for that week.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. You got anything, bud?
Well, I'm just proud of her.
We're all awesome. Proud of you. Yeah.
Yeah, Dino's proud of you.
Good drop in, Dino. Out of boy. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Awesome, Bryn. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. I'm a pretty regular podcast listener.
There you go.
You heard it here.
Long time listener. Exactly. First time caller.
We got a fan. We got a fan. Thanks so much, Bryn.
Very nice. Thank you.
Let's bring in our next guest. Tosh, who's coming in?
Dino's
doing this one. Dino, get close to the mic, bud. Let's hear it.
We got Indy.
Indy.
Hi.
Indy Braithwaite.
Indy Braithwaite.
What's up?
I'll tell you what's up. I have a great story for you and for all the listeners, too. We'll get to it in a minute. Indy, where are you going?
I am going to Angelina College, which is in Texas.
You went because of the barbecue, or what was the reasoning?
The Cowboys.
Oh! There you go. No, the nerves are gone.
Yeah, all right. There we go.
I'm good now.
Cowboys.
How'd you find him?
Oh, boy.
I actually got scouted at Canada Cup in 2019, so... Yeah, the coach just saw me playing. I had one of the best games of my life, and he approached me and asked how my season's been going and told me about the school.
This is with the Prairie Thunder at Canada Cup? Is that
No. This is with the Selects team.
Oh, you want
the
Selects, right?
Yeah. Okay. Team Selects, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Indy, what are you taking?
I'm just taking some basic classes right now, just taken like English and so basically just arts
general.
And science. Yeah, general classes.
Where do you want to go with it? Do you know yet?
I want to be in the child and youth, juvenile, like crisis area. So working with kids in foster homes and stuff like that. So
cool.
Social work area.
Very nice, cool. Indy. Very nice.
Did you know something about Indy?
Please tell me.
She was a pitcher.
Is that right?
She was.
We've had a few of those.
If I can recall, I do think, Indy, when your last pitch that I actually radared, I think it was 55.
Wow.
Does that sound about right?
It does.
Pretty close, eh?
That's not bad.
I know my kids.
I'm so happy you pulled me off from there.
It was a tough talk.
Tell our listeners where you're playing now.
I am in outfield, center fielder.
Yes, you are. And a hose of an arm on you, don't you?
I do, I guess.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you do. Indy, what's your favorite Twos memory or story you'd like to share, knowing full well that I have one queued up?
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Then, please, you go first. You're the guest.
I have a few. Definitely all the times meeting new people and traveling to different tournaments. I met my best friend who was on the team. She's at school right now, but one of my favorite memories was my very last game, which was last year, and we didn't win or anything, but right after the game, everyone just threw their gloves and went in for a huddle and just hugged. So that definitely warmed my heart.
Where were you?
That was in Vegas.
And who's your buddy? Let's plug.
That would be Kelsey Boschuk.
Yeah. Oh, Boz, eh?
Old Bozzer.
Good old Boz.
We miss Boz.
Well, I have a story, Indy.
I think I should be the one to tell it.
Oh, but you lie, though. And I want the record set straight. And Dean, you were coaching with me at the time.
He wasn't there. He wasn't a witness.
This is hearsay, very much so. But I need you to know that I'm telling you the God's honest truth.
Okay. All right.
It's not the truth, guys.
Throwing heavy balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I threw it in to Indy. She swung. Ball went up her bat and hit her in the lip.
Well.
And so I gave her the nickname Nails because she's tough as nails. And she took it like a champ and was great. But Indy's version of the story is that I threw it at her face.
He did.
That is not.
It was a high pitch. I did swing, yes, but it was aimed at my face. So obviously, knowing me, I'm obviously going to swing and miss. So it was pitched at my face. And I wasn't wearing a helmet. I know, my fault. But.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to say you're a liar, Indy, because I can't. You know, you're just such a sweetie. Donnie, I can't say you're a liar. You're even bigger, sweetie.
I appreciate that very much.
But I don't honestly feel too bad for you, Indy, because you punished people that threw short soft toss to you. I've been hit in the face by Indy at least two times.
Yeah.
At least two times. I know Razor has got it over and over and over again. I think when you see, we need to adjust that thought process a little bit, because usually you're aiming, you know, you're either trying to drive the ball the other way or, yeah, I hit the ball up the middle. But I think you actually aim at the people's face, which I think...
I do.
I think that's too...
I think I might.
That's a little harsh.
It might be a little harsh. But, yeah. Donnie, you know...
I do know. You're right.
We're... Me and you, after that, we've been tight.
Tight. A good bond, for sure. I agree. Mm-hmm. But I was hoping you would just come clean... on the podcast for all our listeners.
I need the fans to know the story. And now they do.
Thousands and thousands of listeners.
So all the parents out there,
please remember.
I can't imagine I'd still be employed by the twos if I threw heavy balls at kids' faces in batting practice.
No, just me. He has a target on my back.
Or on your face.
On my face. My lip, actually. Fat lip for 2 days.
Fair enough. You're going to stick to your story. I appreciate your stance. I totally disagree, but bless your heart. Do you have any other favorite memories?
This was in, I think, San Diego, I think.
I think they pronounce it Santiago.
San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Yes. Yeah. Okay, sorry, my mistake. Mm-hmm. I was in center field, and there was a hit that was beautifully hit, right? To in between left and center, and nobody was going for it, and so I just took a huge leap at it and started running, dove and caught it, and wasn't paying attention after that, and all of a sudden I hear Tosh, India, don't just stand there. So that one has been yelled at me a few times.
Well, at least he didn't swear.
No, he didn't. That time he did not. Yeah.
Andy, you've been around a long time in our program, and obviously I think without COVID, you would have been gone to school. So it was nice to have you for one more year, mm-hmm. you know, whether even though we didn't get to travel, but it's always good having you around. And when you go down, are you going to be close to Boz at all?
We actually mapped it all out. So we are exactly 4 hours apart. We're thinking about taking a few road trips to see each other. We already have our summer plan for going on a tour of Canada. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did we ask you, I know where you're playing, but does everybody else know where you're playing ball this summer?
Yeah.
Did you say
this summer.
No, I'm just playing Saskatoon Selects.
All right. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of twos battling against each other. We've got some Chaos and the Selects and obviously your group. Donnie, mm-hmm. here in Lloyd and Calgary, so it's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, Andy. Well, good luck. We're really proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry you didn't come clean. I still think you're the best. Bless your heart.
Yeah, okay.
I would be remiss if I didn't jump in, and the story has come out now, Andy, right? You've lived the truth now?
Oh.
As to...
The reason
you were picked... in the first place by the 222s and continue to be a member of the 222s. And even when you asked to come back, even though, you know, you were going to go to school, but it was COVID canceled and we still kept you in the program. The reason is what?
My parents.
Your parents are a good time.
Yeah.
They are a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim and Colin are aces in our book. And, you know, sometimes you pick parents.
Yeah,
but you turned out okay.
The trash comes along with it.
You turned out okay too. The trash. You know what though, kid? You turned out okay. You turned out okay.
It's all because of you guys.
Thanks, Andy, so much. Good luck, bud.
Thanks.
Thank
Andy.
You.
Let's bring in our next guest, Tosh. Who do we got coming through the door?
We have Emily Rose Greenfield coming through the door right now.
Greener.
Donnie.
Yeah. All right. How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Greener, tell us where you're going.
I'm going to Western Texas in Texas, obviously.
In Snyder, Texas.
Yeah.
Is that right? I wrote that down. Research.
Very nice.
Very good. And what is the team name?
The Lady Westerners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And who's the logo on your shirt? Tell us all.
It's called the Dude.
That's amazing.
Very nice.
Best
the Lady
mascot.
Westerners. We had a. Do you remember? No, maybe not. We had a karaoke group called the Western Wheatlanders. Do you remember that? Yeah, we did. Anyways, go ahead. I digress.
As we do. How'd you find him?
How'd they find you? I was just emailing around, and he responded really positively, and I started calling him every weekend.
So you harassed him?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Very good. It's
one tactic.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Fine, we'll take you.
It worked. Yeah, that's how I got my wife. It's fantastic. So when do you leave?
I leave mid-August.
Mm-hmm. And what are you taking in school?
I'm just taking a bunch of prereqs for sciences.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So Greener, do you have a favorite twos memory, story, couple you can share with the group?
There's got to be a few. I think one of my favorite tournaments was going to Vegas. I was on the older team, though, so I got to see a bunch of my friends do their last tournament before they left, and that was pretty emotional the last day there.
Yeah. I bet it was.
Indy brought that up.
She did.
The group hug at the end, and Razor and I were in the middle of that, too. Razor was crying.
Yeah.
I might have teared up a little bit, but I know Razor was bawling.
Hard not to, hey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a favorite Greener story.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I do. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
We were in San Diego. Dino and I were coaching. We were playing in the semifinals of that tournament in San Diego. The team was pretty good. First at bat of the game, what'd you do?
I had a bomb.
Hit a bomb. And it was beautiful. Just a deep shot. I was really proud of you there.
Oh, that coach was pissed.
He wasn't impressed, yeah. And in turn, he laid the boots to us pretty hard after that. But great swing. You have a beautiful swing, bud. I really like watching you swing. That's my favorite memory of you. Yeah, it was awesome.
So some of my favorite memories of you, and I mean, I got to bring her into Little Greener. Got to bring her into the podcast. She's going to listen to this, and she's another one coming up. Right?
Yeah.
When we've had those where we have the older sister and the younger sister now playing. Hey,
we got Mo and
Mo and Marty.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a few, but one of the things I'll always remember about Greener and the family is just an absolutely awesome family, absolutely awesome kid, and basically has done everything we've ever asked of her, right? Pitcher.
Yeah.
You know,
see her every summer.
Yeah.
On the mound,
Was pitching, still pitching. That's right, in the summer. And then we just said, hey, we're going to try and make you into an outfielder. And, you just went about your business and did your thing. And, one of those great teammates for sure.
Yeah, you run great routes. You have a great arm. I wouldn't have known you were an outfielder the entire time. First time we were hitting fly balls to you, for sure. You look great out there.
That's one of my first times being an outfielder, Tony.
I'll say this. Talking about Little Greener, couldn't have a better role model to look up to than her big sis. You've done a great job setting the bar for her. So really proud of you for that. That's a big, big move for you.
Yeah. Thank you. We're still working on her communication. Little soft there.
Yeah. Well, it's because she doesn't get to talk much in your house, probably.
I'm not sure I've ever heard her speak, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, well,
just a big smile and she nods. Yeah, smile and nod.
No. Well, Donnie brought it up, and I hope, and I know this happens when coaches get a hold of players and stuff. I really hope that the coaches that you play for understand how good your swing is and don't mess much with it, because you definitely are. When you're on, you're smashing the ball, and there's not a lot of maintenance to your swing. So I hope that those coaches out there that you play for listen to this and, let you just do your thing.
Just be Greener.
I just like hitting, man.
Just be Greener. That's all we ask. Yeah. Greener, great job. Good luck. We're really proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Send the next one in. Okay, who's coming in next year, Tosh?
Well, I don't know. She's from your town. Who is she?
It's my favorite, Sophie
there
Kreese.
There you go, Sophie Kreese. Wow. Very nice.
Soph, how are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, thanks. Soph, tell us about where you're going.
I'm going to East Georgia State College. It's in Swainsboro, Georgia.
Very nice.
That's cool.
How'd you find out about them? How'd they find out about you?
NCSA.
Mm-hmm.
That's been like the whole recruiting process for me, especially since this year we didn't get to go on trips or whatever.
But they saw enough of you to give you an offer and head down.
Yep. He liked me enough. He was like, hey, let's go.
Everybody likes yourself.
That's right.
I can say this confidently because I work with you twice a week, but your spins are coming. You're throwing hard. You're working so hard. You've changed as a player in the last 2 years. Night and day, bud. Very proud of you.
Stop it. I'm blushing.
You should be. Should be a little bit.
So you're heading down there. What are you going to be taking at school?
I'm going to take a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology.
Oh, another psychology
major. I got a lot of smarty pants coming from the TUS program.
Yeah, maybe you and Bowman can start your own clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're a pitcher, too. You should probably figure out what's going on in that noggin of yours, too, right?
Oh, yeah, because I'm obviously not an athlete, hey?
There it is.
Walked into that one. I'm just so glad when they, remember all this stuff we taught them. Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
So you got a favorite TUS memory? Or a couple, if you want them?
probably my first tournament because it went so terribly. Just wait, there's a whole story.
There is a story here, yeah.
So first tournament with the twos, we go down to Florida. I'm like the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. It was so bad. Anyways, went out pitched very, very badly. Very badly. Anyways, I think the best part was at the time I was terrified of Razor, like everyone else on the team. And he takes me out to the outfield after I'm done pitching. And I'm obviously like hysterical, not doing well. He takes me out to the outfield and he's like, "We're just going to pitch with you until you don't suck." And I was like, okay. And so we did. And I was like, hey, maybe this guy isn't just like.
So when'd you get back from Florida?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, that's. I remember you and I had a chat about that too right after. And ever since then, you went right to work, which is. Was an eye opener for you for sure. So yeah, that's a memory that I think is lasting. But do you have a good memory? What's the best memory you have?
Probably working with you and Dion in Florida last year. That was just like a fun team because there was so many different kids that like I had never played with. And like Army was out there and she was like, I thought she was so little, and then she went out there and pitched lights out. I was like, what is going on? So that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a cool team to put together
for sure.
And it was a lot of great kids that got an opportunity to go to Florida. And you and Officer Blackwell, quite the combo, coaching combo for sure.
Oh, something.
Dion's the best.
She is awesome. I have a memory from that tournament too. And then Tosh was there too. So we had a bit of a rough practice. We did the 21 outs and there's a lot of balls fall. So we had to run some poles. And afterwards, we pull everyone together, and Tosh is trying to have a very serious talk. And everyone's facing into the outfield. Tosh is facing back to the outfield. And a lizard of some kind, an iguana, I'm not sure what it was, a Komodo dragon, it was as big as a dog, just starts walking through the middle of the outfield. And I can see every kid's eyes, like, going away from Tosh, watching this thing go across. I'm like, huh, don't turn around, Tosh. You'll be startled. I thought it was Godzilla. It was massive.
It was really big. That's fair. It was really big.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
Oh, yeah. We didn't tell you.
You were being all scary Tosh, so we were just like,
scary Tosh. Scary Tosh.
Well, you were reading a bit of the riot act, and I was like, please, girls, don't look. Please, girls, don't look. And all I see is every head just.
Everyone just turning at the same time watching this lizard.
It was something. Okay, Soph, what's the summer plan for you?
I'm going to play with you. That's a summer plan.
Yeah, buddy.
Go Liners.
Yes, ma'am. Got big plans for you, bud.
Exactly.
When do you head down?
August, start of it. Sounds like classes start about August 11th, and athletes move in like a week before everyone else. So,
how many Canadians on your team? We talked about this.
I'm the only Canadian.
The only one. You got your roommates already, too.
Yes, I do. I'm very excited. All the girls are so excited. We're going to have a Zoom call, and I'll like be together for the first time.
It's going to be, we have a Canadian. It'd be like, you're like an alien for about the first month.
I don't understand why they keep asking me all these ridiculous questions.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not like far away. Like, we're really not.
If you were like in grade 6 right now, they would all take you for show and tell.
Yeah. To be fair. We take American geography mostly in school. Mm-hmm. I don't think the American curriculum makes you take Canadian geography.
No,
I don't think they really understand.
They ask me where I'm from, but then I tell them and they have no clue where it is.
My favorite is, is that near Toronto? No. It's not.
Yeah.
Just tell them, and I'm going to remember this. Tell them that you took a dog sled to the border and then hopped on a bus and went the rest of the way to Georgia. And then count how many people believe you, because I'll guarantee you it'll be more than half.
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't.
It's sad but true. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the team name?
Bobcats. East Georgia State Bobcats.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What are your colors, do you know?
Green and yellow and white.
Green and yellow and white. Go A's. Big fan of that color scheme. Love that. Awesome, Soph. Well, really proud of you, obviously. Can't wait to work with you this summer. Great job. You killed it in here.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in, bud. Okay, Tosh. Next one in.
We have Tiger. We were just talking about saying her name. Tegan Boyker Wyman from Humboldt, Saskatchewan, Canada.
If I'm reading this card correctly, from Humboldt, very nice. Saskatchewan.
Very nice. So, Teagues, tell us all about it. Where are you going?
I'm going to West Palm Beach, Florida.
Finally. Okay, don't get me wrong. We love all our kids. We love all our kids going to these great schools. But finally, someone's playing under palm trees. We're going to visit you for a month at a time.
Yep, Kaiser University. in very West
nice.
Palm.
Very nice. Awesome.
So we'll have a trip plan there for that. Just maybe do some scouting or whatever. Emotional support for you, whatever you need. Yeah.
We're here for you. Really appreciate it.
Once you're in the Twos family, we'll...
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like Christmas.
We'll what are you taking, Teagues? What's their plan?
So yeah, I'm going to major in business and minor in sports management.
Very nice.
Are you going to be an agent? Is that your goal?
Yeah, kind of. That would be pretty sweet, hey?
Ari Gold, everyone. Very good.
Exactly.
So now you have an aunt that lives down there.
I do, yes. I'm going to live with her.
Right. So the question that needs to be asked, and sorry, Leanne, are you even coming home? Like, are you going to live down there?
We were talking about this yesterday. I was like, I promise you, I'll come home after 4 years. And she's like, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. But we say it's a 50-50 chance in my family because my uncle went down to Portland to play hockey.
Right.
And my aunt came back with him. And then Lorenda went down to play and she stayed there. So 50-50 chance.
Yeah, but you see the difference though, right? Your uncle went to Portland.
True.
Your aunt went to Florida.
True.
Yeah, so the 50-50 goes out the window. It's 100% you're staying in Florida.
To be fair, Portland is a beautiful city.
It's true.
It's Portland, beautiful.
Oregon. I am not in, I believe it, and not in it any is. Way all you Portlandonians or Portlandians or
to
whatever.
To our Portland listeners, I love your city.
There is no way I'm hacking on Portland.
No. I get what you're saying.
But... if we were going to compare where you'd like to live.
Oh, it's no comparison.
Well, so why are we having this discussion?
I just wanted to point out that I've been to Portland a few times to play in the Rose Cup. Right. It's a fine city. Lots of water. It's beautiful.
Sure, it's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
It's West not
Palm
Florida.
Beach. Dying.
No, I get it. I do get it. Yeah. What's the team name down there?
The Seahawks.
Interesting.
Wow. That is interesting, since we're talking about Portland / Seattle area.
I don't know.
Wrong coast.
Works so good, I guess.
What position can they play down there?
I'm utility.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're going to go around and just hit dingers.
I guess so. A little bit of everything, except pitching.
That's it, eh?
Yep.
Easy on the pitching. Teagues, what's, real quick, if you have a couple, what are your favorite Twos memories? What do you got?
I think I got a couple short but sweet ones, I think. So, obviously, come on, Vegas.
Obviously, right? Obviously, Donnie. Why even ask?
But it was a special one because it was our last...
Yep.
Go at it, all of us O2s and everything like that. So that was special. But my favorite tournament for sure was a year ago in January in Florida.
Yep.
We went undefeated. So
that's right.
Not everything's about winning, but I mean, come on.
Everything's about winning.
It's pretty sweet to go undefeated, yeah. I think we had a good team that year.
Indeed,
had
you
a very
did.
Good team. Yeah,
indeed
when you go undefeated. We had a couple pickups.
Yeah,
that's right too. Yeah.
We definitely played very well. Like we there, I don't know if we finished a game. I think we mercied everybody.
I think so.
Yeah. We went on a roll definitely, and you guys were smashing the ball and playing great D. And
yeah, it was fun ball to play.
Jordy was throwing well, and
yeah,
so it was good. It was really good. But I mean, I would be remiss because we talk about Teagues a lot. We talk about her family a lot. And when the program kind of got going here, when was your first camp?
Okay, so this is my sixth year in the program. I started when I was in grade 8. So I would have been 13 turning 14.
So it was pretty cool in that I remember having conversations with Dino about this when we first started. And we would do all these different camps would pop up or winter training or whatever it was. So... we would see Teagues, she would be in PA. And then we would see Teagues, she'd be at a Melfort camp. Well, it makes sense. She's from Humboldt. And then we show up in Camrose, Alberta, and Teagues is there. you and your sister came to pretty much everything. Kinley. And it was, Kinley pretty much came to everything for probably a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. And so, and it was funny. And I'll tell a memory. And I don't, you must have been walking with us, but, and maybe you don't remember. We were walking out of the hotel in Vegas. And your grandma and grandpa were there.
Right.
And we were walking out of the hotel. And I said something to your mom. I can't remember if you must have been there because we all been walking out together. And I said to your mom, I said, well, it's been pretty crazy that you guys have been in our family for so long. And your grandma almost choked me up on the spot. She goes, well, actually, you've been in our family just as long.
That's right.
And
yeah.
I was like,
she told me this story. I wasn't there, but she told me.
Yeah, it was awesome. like awesome. Such a great family.
That was a good weekend. It was my grandma's 70th birthday that weekend. Yeah. And my aunt came out. We had everyone there. It was a good weekend.
That's right. That's exactly
right.
She
still have her hockey helmet?
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe I should wear that when I go down to school down there. As my batting helmet.
Yeah, you should. You should. Awesome. Proud of you, Teagues.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right. Who's coming in next? Do you know?
We have Jordy Chartrand.
Miss Jordy.
Hi. From Weyburn, Canada.
Oh, Weyburn. All right.
Yep.
Still got that all-you-can-eat KFC buffet in Weyburn. I do like that place.
You betcha.
Nice spot right there.
Still looking for a sponsor there, KFC.
KFC, if you're listening, Two's Talk is looking for a sponsor. We could talk about your all-you-can-eat buffet all day.
They took away the pierogies, though.
No.
I know.
Shameful.
They had pierogies at a KFC?
Yeah, it was the best pierogies.
Oh, no.
I know. You don't need to go anywhere else. You got everything you need.
I'm a six-month KFC guy. Like once every 6 months. No more. You can't do too much more.
Well, there's no sponsorship there, then, obviously. Do you know?
Why would you have another golfing scenario?
Oh, she is something, isn't
she? There we go.
Here she brought it up and on podcast.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Can't edit that.
I think she's referring to the time I might have pooped in my pants.
Right.
Is what she's saying.
But Dino,
thanks for bringing that up.
In your defense, you got in front of that and you told it early and you got out and you owned it. It's good.
You own it.
Yeah.
You have to.
Right? Confidence is key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Liars. Right, but anyways, let's get off that topic.
Yeah, let's move on. Yeah, yeah. Jordo, where are you going, bud?
I'm going to University of Central Arkansas in Conway, Arkansas.
Very nice. What's the team name down there?
Well, it's actually like the Sugar Bears, but they just go by Bears.
Right. Ooh. Are you excited?
I'm super excited.
Yes, you are. I love that. What are you taking in school?
I'm thinking of either majoring in psychology or criminology. One of the two. I want to be a lawyer after, or maybe sports psychology.
Again, something else that could help Razor. Right?
I like really think
we've got a psychologist
guys.
And we've got a lawyer.
All these kids
now
are looking out for us. Razor. Criminologist,
defend himself,
therapist, him all this grief. Elementary teacher. Got another one in there.
Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. Great work. Jordy, how'd you find these guys, or how'd they find you?
Actually, through Dion. So she was coached by the pitching coach there, Coach P, at her school in, I believe it was Louisiana,
maybe? That's right, yeah.
And so, yeah, she's an assistant coach now at Conway, Arkansas University, and they were chatting about me, and they saw some videos, and the story goes on from there, I guess.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Jordy? Yep. What's your favorite Two's memory, bud?
There's a lot.
You know what? The floor's yours. You got a couple. There's You've been in the program for a long time.
I know what she's going to say, right? At least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It's got to be Vegas for one of them.
Is it?
I mean, it's a big highlight. It's the last tournament that I've played with you guys and probably will play, which is very sad to end the 7 years after. But it's okay. It was a good ending. But other than that, I think I'd have to say just from the first year to probably the third year in the program, I was known as like the baby. I got nicknamed Kelly after the little baby Barbie by many of my teammates. So they would pretty much just pick me up on their backs and carry me around everywhere. So just being like known as the little baby in the family was kind of fun and all the memories that went along with it. Another memory that comes to mind was in Florida. I believe one of the biggest like learning memories and turning point in my softball career was this game. I was 13 and the Oregon Ducks coach was coming to watch and I just got two in my head and I think I walked 24 people in one inning.
She's exaggerating.
No, I'm not. It was definitely
up
there.
It was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just remember looking at Dean on the bench and him throwing his hands up in just disbelief, and he was just pissed right off at me for even looking at him. And he just turned around and he said, "Figure it out." And I ended up getting out of the inning, but I came on the bench. I definitely pouted for a few minutes sitting on the bench, had my head down. And I remember Caitlin Heal sitting beside me, and she was just comforting me, and I was like, "No, I just need a couple minutes, and then I'm good." And yeah, so that tournament really was a eye opener for me.
Yeah,
big turning point.
I think so too. I mean, we did talk about this. I know we did, but you know, athletes, when we struggle, and I know we had a couple, like Sophie just mentioned before, she struggled at a tournament. It's not going to be the last athlete of ours that struggles at a tournament and has a maybe even a terrible experience. If you think of it as a softball experience, it's not the best, right? And I remember, you know, to set that up, you know, you guys were, you know, you were asking, you wanted that guy there to come and watch. And Tosh and I were kind of thinking about it. And we're like, I think she's young. I'd like to see Jordy have a little bit more time before we call the Oregon Ducks coach to come and watch you. But, you know, we had Mike basically had his assistant coach come out. And yeah, she had a rough one. She couldn't throw the ball where she wanted. But I do agree with you. It was your turning point as far as where you grew as an athlete, because just like I owned poop in my pants, you owned sucking on the mound that day, and you told your teammates that. And that was a big deal. It was a big deal for me too, admitting that on air, but you know, I know where you're coming from, and that was it was a really big moment. And that's where I think, you know, again, as leaders, we always talk about leaders in the program. That's where I think everybody kind of went, oh, okay. I think that's where you're going with that. And obviously being in the program as long as you have from day one to now, you are one of our leaders. And so, yeah, you'll be missed. Kind of sucks going out in a COVID year for sure.
Yeah, it really does. But it's happy to think that there's so many memories tied to the program, and it'll forever be my growing point for twos or for ball and whatever. So
I got to say, I've only been in the program for 3 years, and you've been there longer. I can't imagine you being referred to as a baby, because now you throw rockets, you throw 65, good rise. Like, and if I will say this about leadership, if you watch a practice, I know you can't because it's about you. People all kind of gravitate to where you are. You know what I mean? People kind of always want to get a little bit of Jordy around them, right? So good on you. Take that with you down south. Bring that lifter with you. You'll have a fine career down there, bud.
Thank you. Fine career.
And hitting missiles today again. Just bomb after bomb.
She missed a few rise balls that I threw at it, and then she tripped on her lip on the way out.
Oh, I did maybe see that. Yeah.
So I said, hey, careful. She's what? Don't trip on your lip.
Yeah,
she didn't like that.
She did not care for that. Yeah.
But you know what? That's the way it goes. You've been around long enough that we can tell you how it is when you're not doing well. You are told.
Oh yeah, you know.
You're also patted on the back when you do awesome. So, and you did a lot of that. One thing I am going to say, you helped me as a coach a lot, and on the pitching stuff. Yeah, I'm not kidding. On the pitching stuff, when I first saw you, when you were how old? 10?
I think I was nine when I was screaming in that gym.
Yeah, that gym. Yeah. So she rolled her ankle, screamed like bloody murder, and didn't know what was going on. But that's not my point. My point is, at that time, you're telling me you're a pitcher. And even throwing a small ball, like her little raccoon paw hands that she had at the time, if I had to make a call right there, I would have said, you're not going to be a pitcher. You might be a second baseman, you might be an outfielder, you might be a shortstop. I have no idea. But
shortstop, Keith.
But I really thought you weren't going to be a pitcher. So where you were then, and did you say like Tosh? Yeah. Like Tosh's little raccoon paw hands?
Yeah.
That's why he plays second.
We'll go with that.
sorry. But that's a big deal. You taught me a lot, because I can't, you know, we've got a lot of young pitchers in our program, and I don't know where they're going to be in 3 years or 4 years. I thank you, because that actually made me a better coach. You know, you can't look down the road and think, you know, where people are going to be. And now you're one of the ones firing the ball the hardest I've ever seen, and one of the best rise balls on the planet. And I think no matter where you go and where you're going to be playing ball, what uniform you're going to wear, you're going to be a great success. So Thank you. Happy for you.
You set the bar pretty high, Jordo.
Thanks. I would probably be punched by Razor if I didn't bring up this memory that he reminded me of today. But the one memory that he always thinks about is he was coaching me my first year in twos, and I was pitching on the mound, and I could not make a ball to the plate, probably. And he said, Jordy, if you're not going to pitch legally, then you can't pitch at all, because I would always crow hop or jump forward or whatever. And so I didn't pitch legal the next pitch, and he comes out and he says, you're out. and I just bawled my eyes out, and Razor was just giving it to me in the dugout. And then my mom comes up and is just yelling at him because he pulled me out because I couldn't pitch properly. And he always brings it up how much I've just grown and actually can pitch legally now and not cry about it.
Sorta. Illegally.
Well, sometimes.
Sorta legally. I just want to jump in because we've talked about this quite a bit, and it hit me like just 2 seconds ago while we were talking, because I never thought it would be that way. And COVID has been a real pain for us, and obviously it sucks because it's the end of an era. Jordy is the last original member in the TWS program, and it sucks that it kind of happens that way. But if we're going to talk to anybody about the program, she's been there through all of it, which is really weird because it seems like we've been going forever. But you've always been there, which is like, it's really weird that you're not going to be around next year.
Don't start crying now.
No, I'm not going to pull a Razor. But I will. I have a Jordy story too, and it was actually last year, and I've told you about this story, and I told him too. Because you and Dean have a very close connection because of the pitching thing, and you know he lots of lessons and whatever. So whether it was luck of the draw or unconsciously on purpose, I don't know. But he coached your teams a lot, right? And I didn't coach them as many. And we were last year at the D9, and I knew that you were going to get some looks because you were one of the best pitchers there, and we knew it. Everybody knew it. And we were playing that California A's team, I believe, and you were going, you know, 3-0, 3-1, full count to every hitter. And I'm getting upset because I'm looking out at you, and I just don't see any oomph. I don't see any grit. I don't see any of that stuff. And I remember going down to the bench and being mad at Dino for not saying anything to you. And he goes, Tosh, just relax, watch. Nothing affects her. And you would go 3-0 and then zip, 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 strike three. And 3-1 and zip, zip, strike three. And I'm like, yeah. And I think I've always obviously liked you. I've always thought you were a great addition to the program. You've been in the program forever. Always was on your side. I mean, all those things that you want to say. Always wanted to be your coach. But that day, I became a fan, and it was amazing to see it, and to see the growth, and I think it hit me at that point because I didn't pay as much attention to your development as what Dino would dealing with the pitchers, right? I'm dealing in your first few years. I'm dealing with more of the infielders that are taking rockets off their chests while you're pitching, but you, I had to throw it in there, but you developed in such a way, Jordy, that it epitomizes what this program is about. It's about a young girl coming into the program, not quite sure how this game is going to go for her, and coming out going with a D1 full ride and loving the game as much as we do. And to me, that speaks volumes about your work ethic and everything that you've given to this program. So I just want to thank you for all the years as well.
Well, thank you. And I have to give you credit because you saying that you were never really a fan until that moment was such a driving factor in my work, is always wanting to prove myself to you. I knew I always had Dean there because he, like the connection that you said, but the approval, I guess I could say, is what I really wanted to just show you, like, look, I actually can do it. So I want to say thank you because it was a big driving factor.
Well, that's good. And don't take this the wrong way. I always liked you.
Oh, thanks.
I always liked you. I always thought that there was more. You just had more to give, right? And I saw it on that day. It wasn't, I was looking in the wrong place. I looked at it as, I don't think you're giving your all, when in reality, you were doing exactly what you should have been doing the whole time. So I took it the wrong way. And so that helped me in becoming a better coach as well. So I just think it's going to suck. It really is. We're very happy and proud of you. It's just going to suck to watch, you know, the numbers next year come around and there's going to be no number one. Yeah, I know. Well, there's no number one. Now, on the other side of it, I don't get any more emails or text messages from your mom either. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of, I'm kidding, Caroline. But I got one more Jordy story for you too. And it was a conversation with your dad, actually. And I don't know if I ever told you this. We were in Florida and Russ was there. And I didn't know him very well because he didn't travel as much as your mom, obviously.
No, no one knew I had a dad.
No, exactly. So, but it was, we were at, we talk about it all the time. What's that restaurant down from the hotel? The Irish pub or whatever it is. Finnegan's. So we're at Finnegan's. The whole group of parents are out. And I'm sitting across the table from your dad. And we just start talking. And I, you know, I admittedly said I didn't know, you know, much about him or anything like that. And we just started talking. And I started talking about different things about the program. And I'm sure I was pumping your tires a little bit and just, you know, such a great kid and blah, blah, blah. And he put it all in perspective for me. He looked at me and he goes, Tosh, I don't care where she goes. I just want her to have fun playing the game. And it was like, wow, that it just puts it all in perspective, right? So anyways, I've digressed a little bit, but congratulations, bud.
Thank you.
Proud of you, and big things are coming your way.
Gonna miss you guys.
Aw, Jordo. Fellas, down to our last one here.
Yeah, down to the last one. It's crazy, hey? It is unbelievable. Like, we've been going through this, and I'm sure we'll talk after we're done with Katie here. Katie's coming up next. But it's unbelievable how many kids out of this grad class.
Like, yeah, it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
And there's more coming.
Yeah, there's more. There's still going to be more offers. There's going to be at least two more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Very cool.
So who's coming on now?
Caitlin Heal.
Yes. Caitlin Heal. Hard down and Widowmaker change.
How's it going, Katie?
Good. How are you guys?
We're very good. We missed you this weekend.
Yeah, I missed you guys too.
Yes. So, tell us about your school. We know a little bit about it, and thank goodness you know where you're going, I hope, because your partner in crime here that's going with you didn't know the name of the team.
You're going to hear this podcast. Yeah, you're going to hear this podcast, and you're going to think, I'm trusting this catcher.
Well, and here's the thing. Catchers are supposed to look after their pitchers. Yeah. I think it's going to be the other way around. Yeah. Like, you're going to have to look after Smitty there. But I'm going to let you go. Tell us a little bit about your school, where you're going. Yeah, all that fun stuff.
I'm going to Kankakee Community College. It's in Kankakee, just a small city, mm-hmm. besides Bradley, I think.
Yeah.
And Illinois. And they're a high-ranking school in Duco, Div 2. And I don't know, it was just everything lined up with them.
That's awesome. Do you know the name of your team?
Cavaliers.
Okay, and this is good because we asked Smitty and she goes, I don't really remember. So I didn't notice either. So I looked it up on my phone and I said, it's Cavaliers. And then I noticed she's wearing her Kankakee Community College Cavalier hoodie. And she still didn't
that
even look
that. Right.
Yeah, it does sound about right. But you trust Smitty. That now? You trust her to call games for you?
Hey, she had a moment.
Look at you, defend.
Fair enough.
Defend. Awesome. That's a sign of a good pitcher right there.
Yeah.
Awesome job. So what are you going to take in school?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice.
Another one.
Yeah.
We can have a police force and...
And a lawyer to get Razor out of jail.
And a police force.
And two psych majors to figure out what's going on in that coconut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Oh, my gosh.
Good times.
That's awesome.
So when do you head down?
We're going down in June, I think, for a camp. And then we move in August 8th or 9th.
Awesome. And you're going to play for Razor in the Selects this summer?
Yep.
Awesome.
That's a lineup that's right full of twos kids, too, eh?
Yeah.
Stacked with twos.
He's going to have a good team.
Yeah, he is, for sure.
Yeah, he's going to have a good team. So what else can you tell us? Like, what's your favorite twos memory?
Probably the tournament in San Diego in 2017, the one we won.
Yeah.
Sort of. Well, we won the silver side.
Right? No, but we did talk about that with Smitty because that was one of her favorite memories too. And yeah, you, Dino and I have talked about this many times, and Razor, of course, because he was there. But I think that was Caitlin Heel's coming out party. In that, I think that's when you really established yourself as one of the throwers that was going to be instrumental in this program. So yeah, you definitely threw a blinder that game, kiddo.
Thank you.
So what do you remember about it, other than just the fact that it was a great experience? What happened? Tell us about it. We already talked a little bit about it, but I want to hear it from you.
I don't remember much. It was more of a rush kind of thing. I just remember the ending. I remember getting made fun of a lot and just everyone having a good time. It was a tight game for the most part.
Yeah. Well, what you did, and I'm going to have to remind you, you and Smitty are going to be in trouble, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Okay. But what you did is you showed our pitchers and other players on our team, like we say this all the time, but there's not a lot of proof all the time, right? But we say things like you can get 21 ground ball outs in a game, and that's fantastic. Right, we don't have to always strike people out. We don't have to always, you know, but you know, you proved it there, because I bet you if we counted up, you know, I think we probably played 5 or 6 innings. That's probably all we got in. At least we had 6, and so I bet you out of those, I bet you had 15 or 16 ground balls to the infield. Right, it was just an absolute, like, you dominated. And Razor called that game, and a lot of times we don't do that. But it was just Smitty was pooped, and he wanted to basically let her focus on catching the ball. And you guys were so fantastic that day. All the ground balls you got, and that, like Tosh said, the Widowmaker changeup that you have, you know. And now as the rise ball's coming, that's just gonna kind of cap off, you know, all the pitches that really are important that you need, right? So. That was a fantastic memory. Anything else?
Who was the shortstop?
For us?
I think it was Olivia.
Wojcik?
I think, don't quote me on that.
Yeah, maybe, well, yeah, pretty good. Well, I'm just figuring out your math here. You played 5 or 6 innings, you got 15 or 16 ground balls to the shortstop.
Infield.
You said shortstop.
He did at first, but he didn't correct it after. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
why are you so hard on me?
I'm not. But if
why are you trying to prove me wrong?
Because Wojcik, I don't think Wojcik made an error in that game. And if she didn't make an error, 15 ground balls, it would have been 5 innings. Did she throw a perfect game?
Are you all of a sudden good at math? Oh my gosh. Katie, what else? What else comes to mind? You've been in the program for a while.
After the tournaments, always. Mm-hmm. I think it was the same tournament. We have played games in the hotel afterwards, the hotel lobby.
Yes. Yeah. The AKA more pork game, correct?
Yeah. See, that's what, I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Give me a couple years. Yeah. You'll figure that game out.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome, Katie. Well, I guess what's next coming up? You're training for the summer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And finishing up grade 12?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What are your goals when you go down there? Because you're going to a JUCO, and a very highly ranked JUCO. What are some of your goals going into your first year?
Just to be as best I can. I don't want anything to bring me down, because it's going to be a new environment and everything, so I want to push myself to be as best as I can out there.
Awesome. And then after, looking at a four-year?
Four-year. With the program I'm taking, it's another 2 years that you have to take. So I don't know if I'll take another 2 years or if I'm going to do another 4 afterwards.
I got you. Okay, cool. Awesome.
This is another one. Like, I mean, we're going to miss all of our kids that are leaving. But, you know, the rainbow, the color of the rainbow there, we're going to miss Nathan. And Lynn, of course, but...
Hey, we are?
Well, we're kind of smiling. You can't see our face right now, but we're smiling a little bit inside.
Okay, here's a joke. And we love Nate. Don't get me wrong. We love him. But we told India Braithwaite that we picked her because her parents are such a good time. Basically, that's how she made the team. Yeah. Katie, you made the team
You're
on
awesome.
Your own.
You're awesome.
Okay. You got me a little scared there for a second.
No, you definitely made the team on your own. Well, there was times where we even tried to cut you because of him, but we couldn't because you're just so good.
You're just there too good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
No, that's our way to get a little dig at your dad here, that's for right. sure, every chance we get.
Very cool.
But yeah, thank no, we're going to...
He'll appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. He'll be chuckling. We're going to miss you. You're our last guest of the night, and you're one of the rest of them that's heading down. It would be nice to be able to finish our year this year with a tournament where we can actually put this amazing team that we have together on the field, but it's not going to happen. So that's basically, we're in the situation we are, but it's not lost on us, the talent that we have here, and you're one of the chuckers. And like Tosh said, I think that a couple of years ago was your turning point as far as where maybe even you started believing in how good you could be, right? So we're very, very happy for you. We're super pumped. And I think it's awesome that you're going with Smitty, because it's always nice to go with a buddy, right?
So yeah, it makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, being a pitcher-catcher combo, that's even better yet, right? So...
Even though Smitty has no idea who you're playing for.
She might not live that down. Huh?
No, probably not.
Katie, I always love watching you throw on the mound. Good, like everyone said, good downspin, great changeup. You work hard. You're great to have on the bench. I loved working with you. God bless. That's all I got for you. I think you're fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Katie.
Good job, Katie.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
That's it. Thank you, kiddo.
Well, that's it, boys.
Wow. Hey, what a grad class.
Oh.
Amazing. And it's I've never seen a bunch of kids. And so we've talked, in the past about that 01 team and, how many kids we put into school off that team. And there was a lot for sure. But I've never seen so many kids so happy about the prospect of what they're going to be doing in the future. And maybe it's because it's a COVID year and we're spending more time with them in practice. We're, in games and stuff, we're running around the field and we're doing different stuff to organize these tournaments on these trips and, a lot more on the brain. But when we're working with these kids every second weekend now, and all the time that we're spending with them, you get to know them better for sure. But I don't know of a group of kids that have worked harder to achieve what they're doing, but they are just all ecstatic about going. I expected more on this podcast I hope it really goes well. No, every one of them is like, yeah, this is gonna be awesome. I can't wait to get there. Mm-hmm. I think that's huge.
Yeah. It's honestly though, you bring it up, it's tough to see some of these. I got some of these girls, most of them I've seen them since I started here. And to watch them go, it is tough. You get to hear stories and get a little sentimental for sure. Lucky this is a podcast, not a video, because it'd be a little sad in here a little bit. But, yeah, it was awesome to have them all come in. Great to have them all come in. They all did well.
Yeah, they did. They did a really good job.
And we got more coming.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, we know there's definitely a few coming that haven't signed yet or that are just right in the works of getting the deals done. And, yeah,
it's mind-boggling. Some that did sign and couldn't be here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Right? So I think this is, this is kind of, this could be a three-part.
Yeah, we could stretch this out a lot, which is a great nod to the program, too, that how many kids are getting to go and getting looks, and it's exciting. Yeah.
And now we got way more to, we're going to be on the road, and they're going to be FaceTiming us, letting us know what they're doing. Like, remember, who
was Melnichuk and Bain FaceTimed us. We were in the hotel in Florida.
Awesome. Feeling lonely, and all of a sudden, boom, we get this FaceTime from those two. So, was awesome.
Think about the trouble we can get into now. Half these kids want to be lawyers and criminologists and police. We're golden, boy.
No, and I don't care what you guys say. I love all these kids, and I, they're in the family. I think of them all as our kids, right? But I'm going to visit Tegan the most. Are you kidding me? She's in Florida, man.
Is it her aunt she's staying with?
Yeah.
I hope she has a big spot because a lot of us are parking in there for sure.
Yeah. But again, with Tegan being there, it's going to be cool when we finally get to travel again and we go down to Fort Lauderdale and she'll come.
Right.
I mean, how cool is that for the 14s to see a graduating player come back and be around the bench and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe even have a couple guest coaches down maybe. There, depending on where
yep.
we are.
You never know. Well, yeah, we're not going to Illinois much, but Florida, if kids want to go to Florida. Yeah. Here, okay, I'll throw it out there right now. Boys, are we on the same page here? Yeah. If you go to a school in Florida or Vegas or Cali.
We like you more?
Yeah, well, we do, but we'll bring you in as guest coaches. But how do you even bring Smitty as a guest coach? She doesn't know who she's playing with.
Yeah. Well, she knows. She knew the twos. It just took a few years.
Well, it's a good thing it's a simple name to remember.
Sorry, Smitty, but you are going to get raked over the coals here for this for a long time.
And I'll see her all summer, too, with the Warriors, so I'm going to bring it up all the time.
Hey, who are you playing for, Smitty?
Chris is going to send me a text. Man, that was funny. And Jocelyn's going to send you a 14-page email on how you just kind of gave it to her daughter there a little bit. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Mama Bear coming out. Yeah.
Awesome job, guys. Great job this weekend at practice, too.
Yeah. Right on.
Love it. Great job.
Say goodnight, Donnie.
Good night, guys.
Thanks for listening to Tues Talk. New episodes weekly on Tuesdays. For more info, visit myloydminsternow.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.